Box office, Sonic 3 nearly doubles Disney's Mufasa. The Lion King, which opened in hundreds more theaters. By Breitbart News on December 22, 2024. New York, AP, in the holiday season battle of big-budget family movies. Paramount Pictures' Sonic the Hedgehog 3 sped past the Walt Disney Company's Mufasa. The Lion King to take the top spot at the box office ahead of the lucrative Christmas corridor in theaters. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 debuted with $62 million in ticket sales over the weekend, according to studio estimates. With strong reviews, 86% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, and a high score from audiences, an A on CinemaScore. Sonic 3 is well positioned to be the top choice in cinemas during the busiest movie-going period of the year. It was telling of some wider trends that Sonic 3, made for $122 million, bested one of Disney's top properties. Video game adaptations, once among the most derided movie genres, have emerged as one of the most dependable box office forces in recent years. The two previous Sonic movies together grossed more $700 million worldwide, and the third installment appears likely to do better than both of them. A fourth Sonic movie is already in development. Mufasa, however, was humbled in its opening weekend, coming in notably shy of expectations with $35 million in domestic ticket sales. The photorealistic Lion King prequel even opened wider than Sonic 3, launching on 4,100 theaters and gobbling up most IMAX screens, compared with 3,761 locations for Sonic 3. Yet Sonic 3 nearly doubled the haul for Mufasa, which cost more than $200 million to make. Disney could look to $87.2 million in international sales to help make up the difference. The third Sonic will roll out in most overseas markets in the coming weeks. In director Jeff Fowler's Sonic 3, Ben Schwartz returns as the voice of the Hedgehog, alongside Tails the Fox, Colleen O'Shaughnessy, Knuckles the Echidna, Idris Elba, and Jim Carrey in scene-stealing dual roles as Dr. Robotnik and his grandfather. Moonlight filmmaker Barry Jenkins directs Mufasa's voice cast, including Aaron Pierre, Calvin Harrison Jr., Donald Glover, Beyoncé Knowles Carter, Mads Mikkelsen, and Blue Ivy Carter. It follows Jon Favreau's 2019 photorealistic The Lion King remake, which made $1.66 billion globally despite mixed reviews. Mufasa didn't come close to that film's huge $191 million opening weekend. Many of Disney's live-action adaptations, including Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast and Jungle Book, have been big hits. Others, such as Dumbo, Mulan and The Little Mermaid, have been less well-received. More on the way, including a new Snow White in March, Lilo and Stitch in May, and plans for Moana and Tangled to get the same live-action treatment. Despite Mufasa's muted opening, Disney is still celebrating its strongest annual performance in years. The studio has accounted for more than $5 billion in ticket sales worldwide, including the year's top two hits, Inside Out 2 and Deadpool and Wolverine. The animated Moana 2 is poised to round out the top three films of the year. In 4 weeks of release, it has collected $790.2 million globally, including $13.1 million in U.S. and Canadian theaters over this weekend. Though Christmas often sees some of the biggest releases of the year, November movies released around Thanksgiving really drove the box office this year. That includes Moana 2 and Universal Pictures' Wicked, which managed third place in its fifth weekend. Wicked, the hit musical adaptation starring Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, added $13.5 million in North American theaters to push its domestic total to $383.9 million. Those films, among others, have led a Hollywood rebound in 2024. After a significant deficit earlier in the year, overall sales are drawing close to those of 2023. According to Comscore, the gap has narrowed to 4.4% behind last year's results. While that's still significantly less than pre-pandemic years, it's enough to flip the script on what once looked like a rough year for the movies. Family films like Inside Out 2, Moana 2 and Sonic 3 have played a major role. Paul Dergrabedian, senior media analyst for Comscore, noted animated movies have accounted for 26% of this year's box office. The box office year was saved by the family audience being drawn to the multiplex, said Dergrabedian.